Tēnā koe, good morning. This is YT News. Tributes have been flowing for Ihakara Puketapu, the far-sighted public servant who responded to the quickening pace of the Māori revival by enabling Māori to stand tall. Dr. Puketapu died on Friday and is lying at Waifetu in Lower Hutt, the marae and village established by his father Ihaia and others in Te Atiawa, who wanted a place for their people to gather in Whanganui Atara. His studies in the United States included a Harkness Fellowship studying urban ecology at the University of Chicago and his doctoral study in anthropology in New Mexico, and it opened his eyes to a wide range of possibilities. On his return to New Zealand, he rose through the public service, eventually landing at the State Services Commission, where he was tasked with reviewing the Department of Māori Affairs amidst a revolt by Māori staff demanding it come under Māori leadership. He was handed the job as secretary and, with the support of his minister Duncan McIntyre, set out his vision of community-based Māori development under the Tūtangata banner. Some of the innovations from that time included Kohanga Reo, building on work done in Wainuiomata by his late wife Jean, and Kōkiri centres, which formed the basis for more substantial initiatives such as Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. Te Atiawaki Whakarongotai Charitable Trust says he was irreplaceable and his legacy will continue to inspire generations to come. The Nehu for Karapukatapu is tomorrow and he'll be buried at his homestead of Taumairangi in Wainuiomata. The Green Party has promised to clear the State House waiting list and boost the number of whare built by Māori and community providers, launching the policy at the party's conference in Auckland yesterday. Co-leader Marama Davidson said that means building another 35,000 state homes.
There is an ability for an extra 7,500 to 10,000 more community-led and Māori-led homes to be built. So together, that will go a long way to reducing the waiting list in 5 years.
Latest figures from Kāinga Ora shows just over 24,000 people are on the waiting list. The Green Party manifesto also calls for a standalone climate change ministry with a te tiriti-based approach to reaching a zero-carbon Aotearoa. And Ngāti Awa's Awa Motel in Whakatane has won a prestigious Hospitality New Zealand Award for the Best Motel Over 25 Rooms category. Ngāti Awa Group Holdings Chief Executive Tracy Hawke says it's a tribute to staff and management, and it also shows Māori business can compete with the best. The other finalists were highly regarded operations based in popular South Island's tourist destinations.
I just want to also acknowledge those other finalists. There's a hotel in Cromwell and one in Queenstown. Acknowledge those. I did stalk them a little bit and had a look at what we were up against. We are so stoked to be able to win this award.
Tracy Hook says the Awa Motel's riverside location next to the Mātātua Meeting House, variety of rooms, popular on-site cafe and competitive pricing probably contributed to the win. And e hoa mā, that's Waitea News, always available on waiteanews.com.